Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
Your life has been out of control. You're confused. But don't worry.
Don't worry.
It must. It has to get better. We thank and praise God. Glory to God once again. We come live to you, MCI Blog Talk Radio. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler of Undisputed Truth Ministries in the heart of Darbytown Road, Richmond, Virginia. We thank you for tuning in tonight, and we want to bless the word of the Lord tonight. We want to touch your heart, touch your soul, touch your mind, and move your spirit. We're going to talk to you tonight. Where do we go from here? I'm going to say it again. Where do we go from here? That's a little foundation to the question. It's asking us, how, when, where are you moving? Do you have direction? It's asking us, do you have vision? It's asking for a self-evaluation to consider, have you thought about where you go from here? Well, somebody might say, well, where is here? Here is right where you are. Hallelujah. Here is right where you're standing. Here is right where you are. It can be high. It can be low. It can be in. Y'all are talking to me. It could be out. It could be in the wilderness. It could be in the valley. Wherever you're at, you're here. Not where I'm at, but where you're at. Where do we go, Lord? Where do we go, Lord? Some of us is wondering, how did we wind up where we at? Some of us are surprised at where we have wound it up. Some of us don't know where we going, but we know where we at. Some of us don't know where we at, but we know where we going, our desire to go. Hallelujah. God is asking us tonight to ask yourself, where do we, that means that you're not the only one making a decision. Hallelujah. Can I speak to your spirit tonight? No matter where you have traveled in God, it doesn't matter if you get great faith in God, and then you got a little slowful in God. It doesn't matter if you started out slowful and you're getting a burst of zeal to run, because the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But they that endure to the end, the saints shall be saved. Tie the two together. But let me tell you this, people of God, if you ask God, hallelujah, each and every step of the way, where do we go? Can I tell you something tonight? God is not looking to blame you for where you at. He's not looking to overly burden you, where you're at. God understands where you're at, whether you're far or whether you're kind of behind. But what he honors is that no matter where you are at, you're saying, where do we go from here? Because you've understood that, glory be to God, who was left to you, we can easily stray. If it was left to us, we can make the wrong turn and take years to get back to where we once was. Glory be to God. And we can go through trials and tribulations. Glory be to God. And clouds and and storms. But if you look up and say, Lord, where do we go from here? From right here where I'm at. Maybe some people have to get tired. Some people have to get sick and tired of where they're at. See, some people have to learn more. Some people have to experience more. Some people have to worship more. See, you don't know what it was, so don't you worry. You got to tell yourself to constantly ask God. Doesn't matter if we're preaching all over the country. Doesn't matter if we're healing and delivering. It doesn't matter if we're prophesying. Each day we wake up, each step that we take, each time we open up our mouth, glory be to God, each prayer, each laying on of hands, you must say, Lord, where do I go from here? We can't trust yesterday's anointing. We can't trust a vision without the witness. I'm going to go into the Word of God after this. This is the last part of the foundation. Let me say this. Revelation, for the Bible scholars, let me say, revelation is the pulling, the lifting up of a curtain so all may see alike what was previously veiled. That's the word revelation means. It means the lifting up of a curtain to reveal that which was previously veiled. So all I may see alike, that which was previously veiled. Now, revelation without inspiration. Inspiration means God breathed. See? Inspiration means God breathed, or the breath of God. That's inspiration. He inspires when he breathes. His spirit is in the breath. See? So you need not only revelation. Come on, somebody hear me. You have to get the witness of inspiration. Oh, it's just a good idea. And don't you trust these good ideas going on. Halabashanda, we don't have to have good ideas when we're led by the Holy Ghost. Some of the ideas that the Holy Ghost will give you, some of the things that the Spirit will speak to you, glory to God, it may not even sound like a good idea. But if the Holy Ghost gives you the revelation, then the Holy Ghost will give you the inspiration. So today, don't you make another step by your mind. Don't you worry about if you can see it, can believe it. Sometimes you got to believe it to see it. Lady Butler gave me that one. I'm sitting in my birthday suit from her. But that's okay. We thank God for that too. Hallelujah. My birthday is a couple days ago. I just had to put that in because I'm very grateful for that. But listen, people of God, you need the revelation of God along with the inspiration so you can know that it's from God. We're living in a time where Satan is cunning, crafty, walking about seeking who he may devour. Don't you think that he cannot get the advantage of us? The Bible tells us don't let him. That means that it's impossible. Let not Satan have the advantage of you. I'm not going to have time to teach my text if I don't keep it moving. While I'm talking, y'all turn over to Luke 5. I'm going to be in Luke 5 tonight. But people of God, I just want to inspire you. You got to wait for the inspiration of God. If you're not feeling the breath of God, you got to up your prayer life. If God's not bearing witness somehow, some way, however he established it with you. He may not establish it with you the same way he established with me. He might send a raven to your door every day. He might send a bumblebee to sting you on the left toe. That's the sign you're looking for. See, whatever he set up with you, but you have to know how God is speaking to your spirit. Because if not, you're running blind. It's the blind leading the blind. Everybody's going to fall in the ditch. But if you learn to trust the Holy Ghost, and I'm not talking about your good or your bad. I'm not talking about your highs and your lows. Glory to God. I'm talking about every step of the way, cut a little shot. You got to have in your heart and in your spirit, Lord, where do we go now? Where do we go now? Where do we go from here? We're here now. Some of us get stuck here. Some of us get stuck with what God already did. Some of us get stuck with what God is doing. See, some of us get stuck what he did today. But glory be to God. You got to keep asking God now where? Hey, Shabbat, somebody hear me today. I'm talking to somebody out there. Where do you go from here? Well, that situation came up. Situation came up in Luke chapter 5. Let me just start at verse 1. It says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear a word of God. That was a good thing. They wanted to hear a word. Good thing. I don't believe he wanted to magnify what they wanted, because everybody want to work. Y'all ain't talking to me. Everybody want to work. We understand that the Bible says press toward the mark of the high. But they're talking about individual press. You catch that now? Philippians say, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He's talking about an individual press. Right here, the physician Luke, he's talking about a people press. Don't miss this one. God ain't always in the people press. I lived in a town, they had a newspaper called the Asbury Park Press. He ain't there neither. Glory be to God. The only press that Jesus was in was the wine press. Y'all ain't talking back to me. So the press that he's talking about, we're going to see this people press desiring the word. Let's look at what happened. And to a word of God, and to hear the word of God. And he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing. Oh, come on, somebody. And saw two ships standing by the lake. The God of Man. But the fishermen, hear me, were gone out of them. My God, my God. And were washing their nets. Now, here you are. You have a bunch of people pressing. But God ain't always in the multitude. God is not always in the press. Because there's a bunch of people pressing. They all thought the word was falling right there. Whole bunch of people pressing to hear the word. But Jesus stood, glory be to God, on the lake. And he said, look at them two ships right there. Come on. Y'all, I'm setting something up now, y'all. But the fishermen were gone out. You know, that's almost like a sandwich with no meat. It's like a robe with no preacher. That thing is like a church without the Spirit. He said, what in the world? All these people pressing. Hata bosa. And there goes two ships. Hata. To separate it. Who want to be separated today? You got to want more. And you got to see a vision bigger than the press. You got to seek him harder than the press. And glory be to God, if you're led by the Holy Ghost, he may not lead you in the press. Now, he didn't have favoritism of the fishermen. But he noticed, he seen the answer. He seen the tool. He seen the gift. But it wasn't being operated. Don't you be blessed with what you need and not operate it. I double shot. Don't you have what God already blessed you with? You're not in it. You're not with it. You're not walking in it. Come on, somebody. You're not flowing in it. But you got it. I double shot. Where do we go from here? He seen the two ships. The fishermen were out. They were washing their net. You know, I never understood this story, this part of the story. Because normally, you wash your net because you have so many different type of fish in it. You have so many gills caught up in it and fins caught up in it. Y'all ain't talking to me yet. And it smells horrible from fishing all day long. So when you're ready to go the next day, they had to wash and mend any holes that may have got him in the net. Said it was acting like their job was done. People of God, we have to be careful we're not acting like the job is already done. Just because you preach the revival, your job ain't done. Just because you open the church, your job ain't done. Hallelujah. Just because you preach last Sunday, your job is not done. You must say, Lord, where do we go from here? They were washing their nets. That means they had a long, good, successful day. And it baffled the Lord. He said, no way. All these people pressing. Only so many can fit in those two ships. And in the water, everything you need. But the fisherman was already glorifying itself. They were already thankful. See, listen, it's good to be thankful. But even after you give God thanks, after you give God praise, come on, somebody, after the anointing falls, you got to say, God, where do we go now from here? Every step of the way, every step of the way, where do we go? Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit was sent to lead and guide. So, they didn't understand. So Jesus, he has a great way of teaching. What Jesus did, he entered into one of the ships. But you know, the whole press was coming. Everybody in the press was coming. If they could all fit or get as close as they can. But thank God the fishermen were anointed and called to walk close. Are you anointed and called to walk closer than you're walking? We've all been there. Some of us don't know how to get there. Some of us know and don't have the strength. Some of us know and still got to be go through tests and trials. So God say you're ready. But they were called to walk close. And I believe that's why they still got their blessing. Jesus ain't say nothing. He seen it, stepped into the ship. Good God Almighty, you got to follow the Spirit. Follow Jesus. You'll be all right. Don't follow tradition. Don't follow all the trends. You have to follow Jesus. And you'll get a word. Follow Jesus. You'll get a blessing. Follow Jesus. You'll get what he has for you. But we have to follow. He got into the ship. He entered in Simon Peter's ship. And he prayed him that he would thrust out a little. Come on, somebody. I pray that you thrust out. You know what that means? That was his direction. If Peter would have said, where do I go, Lord? Come on, somebody. Jesus wouldn't have to pray that he thrust out. Y'all gonna hear me? Don't have God doing all the work. God is praying. Jesus is interceding. The Holy Spirit is fighting you to direct you. Habasha. When all you have to do is say, where do we go from here? Habasha. If Simon would have said it, he wouldn't have prayed it. But Jesus had power. He said, I pray that you thrust out. Some of us just need to, Lord, trust God. Go ahead and trust him. If he tell you, you got to go there. He told the disciples, let us go on to the other side. Do you think they were going to get halfway there? Had a boat shot. If you ask him where to go and he tell you, trust me, you're going to make it. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. He said, thrust out a little from the land. Can I take my time tonight? I know I don't have a lot of time, but I just want to go past the thus out a little from the land. Because y'all know what land is made of, right? Land is made out of dirt. Dirt is clay. That's who we are. And sometimes when we hear that, we get the vision in our mind, oh, I got to go all over the world and preach. Jesus said, thus down into the deep. He calleth unto deep. And we get so ready to go all over the world preaching the gospel. When he said, no, you thrust out from that dirt. Ha, ha. Thrust out from your flesh. Thrust out a little bit from the land you feel so comfortable on. Somebody caught that. He said, just go ahead. Get further away from that flesh. Get further away. Y'all got that boat. Ha, ha. Woo, glory to God. I think that's the direction that we're all headed. If we get away from the land and jump into the sea, y'all ain't talking to me. I think God, he's going to call all of us at least there. Now, from there, you got to ask him, where do I go? I didn't thrust out from the land, but what do I do? So Jesus told him, thrust out from the land, and he sat down. When they did, and took the people out of the ship. The further you go, the more you gonna know. I'm gonna say it one more time. The further you go, the more you're gonna know. Because God is not gonna put you in water too deep. He's gonna prepare you. If you follow him, you'll be prepared when you step up. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, somebody is stepping out too fast. Don't you step out too fast. Know why? I'm going to tell you why. Not just because I'm saying wait on your ministry. Because the Bible didn't say wait on your ministry. It says wait on your ministering. Totally different. But listen to what he's saying. Listen. If you go out too soon, somebody's going to hear you. But you got the zeal to preach. You got the zeal to teach. You got the zeal to start a church. And you know what happens? Somebody's going to hear you right in the state that you are. And if God is not done with you yet, when they hear you in the state that you are now, they're like, oh, my God, they can't preach. They can't teach. They ain't got no anointing. They ain't got no revelation. Why? Because you're right there where you're at. If you step out too fast, before God puts you there. That's what man is going to see and say. But then after God deal with you, and now you are known. Now you do know the word. Now you can teach. Now you can preach. The very people who's going to say, I ain't going there. I ain't going to hear him. He can't preach. You know why? You can't go before your time. You have to follow God step by step. And I don't know how I got there, but I heard it in the spirit. It blessed somebody, I pray. Don't you go out too fast. Let him lead you day by day. Now he said, when the ship had left, when he had left speaking, I'm sorry, he said unto Simon, launch down into the deep and let down your net. For a draw. Now, he had already said, launch out into the deep. He said, thrust out. The thrusting is the desire. The launching is the speed. You need to get the timing of God along with your zeal. Don't let your zeal outrun your timing. Don't you get so zealous that you miss the timing that God has for you. When he said thrust out, he's talking about a zeal to want to fulfill the will of God. When he said launch out, now he's talking about propulsion. He's talking about speed. He's talking about aerodynamics. He's talking about the force that it's going to take in the deep. I already said, deep calleth to deep. If you're not ready for the deep water, don't you let nobody push you out there. I hear the Holy Ghost again. I'm going to say it. Be careful of pastors that's trying to give you titles before you're ready. Just make it seem like they got a church. You just got saved yesterday and you Deacon Bobby. She just got saved yesterday and she's Evangelist Susie. How? They want to look like they got a church established. They look like they got members. Oh, yes, this Evangelist so-and-so, this Deacon so-and-so, this Trustee so-and-so, this Mother so-and-so. Oh, I'm getting snapped. I got my neck getting pulled now. Y'all know who run the show here. It ain't me. But then he's snapping a bit, bring it on in. Because sometimes you don't like me to go there, but that apostle spirit got to come out of me. Don't you let nobody push you out in the deep to make them look good. If you're not ready, be honest with your pastor. Say, Pastor, I don't read like that. I don't pray like that. I don't care what you see. I'm not ready for that. That's not me. It may be me. I'm not done what you see, Pastor. But guess what? Groom me longer. For deep calleth to deep. And when you go up another level, everybody say another devil. I hear it all the time in the church. Another level, another devil. But that's not my thing. My thing is another level, another shovel. Every level, you got to shovel deeper. You got to get the roots deep down in the ground. Don't you worry about the devil at the next level. You just make sure you get a shovel for the next level. Have a bow shot and get deeper. So when the rains come and the winds blow, come on, somebody, y'all got to talk to me. You may beat a bunion. You ain't perfect now. You may get to take some beating. Hallelujah. You may rock a little bit. But so did Sylvester Stallone. Y'all know Sylvester Stallone? I'm getting older. I think I'm getting older. He used to live in the town I grew up in, Lakewood, New Jersey. Just for a little spell, he moved there. I heard. I don't know. I never went to his house, but I heard he lived there. That's Rocky, y'all. He got beat down, but he stood. And in the last round, Apollo Creed got surprised. I want to let you know today in my tone, then before we go, that you can surprise the devil. Not that you're playing games with him. You're not playing quits with him. But you're covered by the Holy Ghost. And just when he think he had you gone, you're coming up a winner. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you today for the word of God that went forth. I ask that you anoint it. I ask that you send it where it should fall on the ground. Father God, break up fallow ground. Anoint the hearers, good God Almighty. Encourage your people, Lord God, and more than everything, make them champions. Because if it's in the word, it's undisputed. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler from Undisputed Truth Ministry, 1921 Darby Town Road, City of Richmond, Virginia. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I was going to go to a break. Praise God. But I got some more time. See, I'm normally over. Too much meat was in there. People are like, go back and hear it again. I normally don't glorify. I always give God the glory. But I normally don't talk about the word. But tonight, really tonight, MCI, Blog Talk, did you feel the glory tonight? There was so much meat. Hallelujah. God was talking to his people directly. And I believe it was something that we all can use every level. Where do we go? We have pastors acting that. We have bishops acting that. We have apostles acting that. We have saints of God acting that. We have babes in Christ. We all should be asking that one question. Where do we go from here? Don't, if you ask God, Halabosha. I believe that he'll hold you, lead you, guide you, anoint you to the next place in your life. Amen. I kind of brought the word in. Surely I'm not done. Let's just pick on a couple more verses. I tell you, that, but the reason why I was saying that is so much meat. I felt like I was overtime. I heard another, must have been another caller adding to the line. I heard a bing, bing, bing. I said, oh, that might be my clue. To God be the glory. I guess it wasn't. So, and I thank God for that. But I mean, we covered some ground in there. Had a bow shot. We covered some things to encourage you there, to inform you, to strengthen you, to bless you. And he told them to launch out into the deep and let down your net. I don't know, we all hear it. Most preachers say the same tongue on this part. Plural. It's so important that we obey God very closely. I'm not going to say that they were wrong, because everybody don't hear as close as others. Especially if you're not never practiced. But the Bible says in Hebrews 2 that you ought to take the more earnest heed to the things that you've heard. Lest at any time you should let them slip. Shall I go further? He said, for if the word spoken by angels proves steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive the death recompense of reward. Watch what he said. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? We can go on and on, but I'm going to stop right there. You know what he's saying? He's saying that glory be to God. This way is so holy. God's way is so perfect. God, Bible, the word of God, the life of God, the vision of God, the power of God, Harabosha, it's so holy and straight. So great a salvation that was given unto us. So watch what he says. Do your part in trying your best to hear as deep as you can hear. It's something I always like to do. Whenever I talk about that scripture, I always like to go back to the parable of the sower. When he talks about the different grounds that it can fall on. And God gave me revelation from years ago that wherever the seed falls, it's the earnestness that you received it. I'm throwing that in there. Take it in your spiritual life. Don't leave home without. Every time you hear a word, it's how deep you hear it. That's how deep it falls. See? So he says, take the more earnest heed. That means open your ground up, good God Almighty. Break up that fallow ground in your heart and let the seed of the word fall deep when you hear it. You know why? Because the Bible says as soon as you fall, Satan come to snatch it out. So if you halfway hear the preacher, oh yeah, I know that scripture, I know that story. Yeah, da 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 da. Guess what? It's not rooted. As soon as you hear it, and you take that attitude toward hearing it, if you start looking at who's preaching it, oh, that's going to be whatever. I tell both shops, God could be retilling your ground. He could be retilling it and breaking it back up again. And that same word you heard 20 years ago would be the one to get you on fire. Tell both shops if you give it the more earnest heat. He said, because if you don't, at any time, it could slip. You know how many people slip and they know the word? People slip and can quote the whole Bible. You know how many people slip and can preach the house down? You know how many people slip that can sing the anointing like angels? You have to take the more earnest heed what you heard. You got to let it work on you. If not, you're just in church. You're just hanging. You're chilling. You in the choir. You in the usher board. I don't know what you may be doing. You preach a little teaching. Listen, earnest heed. a zeal and a pureness in that zeal for no other reason except I want to know God. I want to love God. I want to reach God. That's the only reason. If not, you trying to get the word for the wrong reason. Maybe for yourself. Maybe make you feel better about the things you did before. Maybe you want to know the word for, or make somebody think, I don't know. But if it ain't because you want to know more of him, that's an earnest heat. See? He said, let's any time we let it slip. He said, the word proof faithful that was spoken by the angels. That means it ain't going to change. God's word ain't going to change now, y'all. God's word will never change. But then God showed his grace and mercy in the next verse. He said, if every transgression and disobedience received its just recompense, recompense is your payment. And so every time you disobey, every time you transgress, every time you sinned, if you had to pay, he said, how should we escape? Anybody. I don't care. Anybody. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, thank God he said we have sinned. That let us know that he can let you off the hook. Because that have ain't got no time connected to it. I got to get back in, close this part of the scripture out. But he said have sinned. Some of us still sinning. That's my point. And even if you still sinning, he said have sinned. Know why? You're covered with the blood. But you got to ask him, where do I go from here? I had a tough week. I had a tough day. I was attacked by the enemy and I didn't pass the test. Don't you wallow in it. You got to ask God, where do I go from here? And God will show you not just how to repent. Don't you repent without first confessing. Because repentance do not cleanse sin. Repentance stop you from sinning. Confession cleanses you and puts you back in the race. So don't you forget to confess first. Then repent and forsake. See? These things aren't being taught properly in the church. So the saints of God are growing lopsided. People are doing all kinds of stuff and repenting and walking right back in church shouting, you're not clean. Repentance doesn't clean sin. Godly sorrow was repentance. You still got blood. You have to confess your sins. And he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That means you're back clean again and in the race. I don't care what sin it was. People do, but God do. I don't care how long you was in it. I don't care how many times you did it. I don't care how many times you stood up. The devil is a liar. And anybody mad at you got the devil in them. They don't know God. For he that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. The more love you have, the more God you have. Don't let nobody fool you with all that shouting and speaking and stuff. Let me see your love level. No, I don't want to judge if you got the Holy Ghost by your tongue. I don't want to judge it by your gift. I want to judge it by the fruit of the Spirit. Love, kindness, meekness, gentleness. See? Long-suffering, forgiveness. See, so it's nine. And none of them. I'm going to leave that alone. Let me close this out. I got a few more time. I'm so grateful that you tuned in this week. Come on back next week. We got a word. I seek God for a word. I don't preach yesterday's message. I'm not putting myself against nobody. I'm just telling you to come. Pray with me as I pray with you. Pray with the McNeil that they ministered to you throughout the week. Come on back. Log in. You'll be blessed. Listen to the music in the afternoon rather than the TV. And the preaching at night. We are seeking God for your soul. We wish you the best. Not wish you, we bless you to bless. And we pray to bless for you. We encourage you at every step of the way. You gotta keep asking God, where should I go now, Lord? I failed you for so long. And I don't even feel like I can go no more. Where do I go from here? See? No matter how low you may go, I gotta ask God, where do I go from here? You get halfway there, something go wrong, kids rebel, marriage go wrong, foreclose on the house, who knows what it may be? Shame come on you. See, these are the tools that Satan thinks he can use to turn you back. You may not have met nobody putting your name under the dirt, not in the dirt, under the dirt. How about Chicago? It don't feel good. Yeah, thank God. Okay, God. Yeah. Dead wrong. But where do we go from here? We have a God that can fix anything. There is a bomb in Gilead. There's nothing too hard for him. And when somebody starts picking at your sword, you tell him I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Because I've asked God already, where do I go from here? And I'm on my way. And leave them standing right there. Religious self. Leave them standing right in the church they at. If that's what God said. But you stand on God. It's time out for playing with men. You ask God, where do I go from here? And if you're sure that it's God, 9 times out of 10, your leader is going to agree with you. Don't say God sent you somewhere and nobody else agreed. You can, because that's faith. But the Bible says out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let every word be established. Now, most people just say, well, it's me, the Holy Ghost, and who else? Jesus ain't me. Okay, that's 2. Jesus, me, and my spirit. No, that's 2. Most times, that third person is a human being. If you are already following God, God will have you under somebody that's following God, and they'll bear witness to where you're saying God is saying to you. But don't you forget. You got to ask God where he's going. Can we go back to the scripture? I got to close this out. I got about 10 more minutes. I didn't look up before because I was just locked in. Glory to God. When I came back to earth, I thought I was over time. But we got 10 more minutes, so let's look back into the scripture at verse 6. I think it's verse 2. No, we got 5, right? And Simon answered him, and he told him to launch down to the sea. Simon answered him, Master, we have toiled. We have toiled. Oh, come on. Y'all know what that means? How old are you? That's how long you've been toiling. That's how long you've been toiling, however old you is. You may not know you was toiling, but you've been toiling. How about Chicago? As long as you've been carrying flesh, you've been toiling. I'm not telling some people toiling more than others, yes. Some people have had harder lives than others. The harder your life is, glory be to God, the more you may have had to toil. The more money you had, maybe the less you had to toil. Maybe you grew up in the area. You were to a good school. You didn't have to toil so much. Things just came. See, God blesses something like that. I hate this nigga's word, but you know, don't feel no kind of way about somebody blessed. Rejoice. How about a shot that they're blessed? I don't like saying negative words like that. Just rejoice with them that they're blessed. Because God has blessed people. God has some people that ain't going through trials and tribulation every day. God got some people who ain't backsliding since they got saved. But don't you think you're better than those that are? It's just a different vessel. Some to honor, some to dishonor. And the dishonor does not mean don't speak to them and don't like them. When he said some to dishonor, it means that it's not bringing glory. All God's people don't bring glory to him. They're still God's people. We said that last week, right? They're still God's people. You have to love them. Let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. And what? Not please your anointed self. Halabosha. Not please your church-going self. Those that are strong, bear the infirmities of the weak, and not please yourself. Yeah. Tell people God. Some toil more than others. Tommy McCready said, we've been toiling all night. Can I tell you something? You can keep trying to do it yourself, and it'd be a long, long journey. Ask God, where do we go from here? Don't you talk? Don't you fight? Don't you argue? Keep up with the Joneses, push them down and get up? No. Just ask God, where do I go? Talabosha. He said, we've been toiling all the night, God. And he said, so washing your nets wasn't a sign of victory then. Because some people give off the wrong image. They look like they're having a sign of victory. But they say, oh, we've been toiling all night and starting nothing. So Jesus said, oh, so washing your nets was giving up. You know what I'm saying, people? God, they had gave up. Hear the end of the story. They had gave up. But all they had to do is say, where do I go from here? I've been calling all night. I've been up. I've been down. Almost leveled to the ground. But long as I have King Jesus, y'all ain't talking to me. How about you? I don't need nobody else. I need to ask Jesus, where do I go from here? Amen, somebody. We love you today. I pray that you get the word here today. They desired to hear a word. And they got a word. They didn't get it verbatim, but they got it enough to get his attention. Hear me, people of God. You may not be able to quote the whole verse, but get his attention. You may not be able to pray like Paul, but get his attention. Y'all ain't talking to me. You may not be strong as Samson, but get his attention. They didn't hear God all the way. He said, let down the net. I don't have time for the rest of the story, but they went back out. His command. He said, nevertheless, if I had time, if we was in church in the Bible, I can go ahead. But I got to bring it on in. Listen, he said, nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. I'm not mad at him. That's his comprehension level. But he got his attention. Don't let nobody measure you by them. Just get Jesus' attention. And you get his attention by saying, where do I go from here? Sometimes you can cry. You can be crying all night long. You can lose a loved one. Come on, somebody. Y'all know. Some people, somebody know how I feel. Sometimes you can be down in the dump. Sometimes you just can't get right. You know, that mood can't get right. And sometimes you just want to wash your neck. You got to say, where do I go, God? My feelings is numb. My mind is wandering. My heart is broken. Where do I go? I want to talk to you today, people of God. Facebook, land, MCI, wherever you may be hearing from. You can go to Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? You can go to Jesus. Don't let nobody block you. Don't let nobody play that kid's move on you. Don't make nobody tell you to be quiet. You go to Jesus. And you ask the Lord, where do I go from here? Amen. God bless you today. Now I want to pray for all the listeners once again. I want to pray that you would get God's attention. Get Jesus' attention. Whatever you have to do. Excuse me. Whatever you have to do to get his attention. Say, God, where do I go? If you got to go on a fast, to hear it. If you got to consecrate yourself for a day, to hear it. How do I see how? If you just have to surrender your heart to hear him. Whatever word you choose, get his attention. Because without a vision, you'll perish. For lack of vision, you'll perish. See, so you have to. When there's no vision, yeah, the people pass. I got where I'm going. I got to be going. Listen, you don't need eloquent words. I hold up right here. There's a man that went into the synagogue. He said, Lord, I fast subsistently every day. Get it all together. I obey the Sabbath day. I keep the feast. Pray every day. I know you hear me. Then there was a man, a sinner, a beggar. He came before God and he beat his chest. He said, Lord, have mercy on a sinner like me. The Bible declares, which one do you believe went away just? It was not the religious Pharisee. I'm going to tell you tonight, be the one that just get his attention. Beat your heart and use plain words to let him know you're for real. And he'll lead and guide you every step of the way. Amen? Amen. And amen. Father, in the mighty and matchless, precious, powerful name of Jesus, I lift you up tonight. I give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise tonight. God, I stand on your word and your word alone. The word of God said that you sent your word and healed them. How about that? That means you can send your word to do the work. And I ask that you do the work tonight. Do the work on mothers. Do the work on fathers. Do the work on children. Do the work on marriages. Do the work in the churches. Do the work on their jobs. More, Father, than anything. Do the work on their heart. And we'll give you all of the praise. The honor and the glory shall be thine. Cover us to the next time we come again. And if it's in the word, it's understood. God bless you. I love you. Tune in next week. Amen.
Open up your mouth all over this room. Open up heaven.